KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
Sometimes life hands you an unwelcome surprise. A broken bone, sports injury, or a hip, knee, or shoulder that just won't give you any relief can put you on the sidelines. Or worse, having to travel just to get the care you need. But not anymore. Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Edward Fisher, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Dr. Fisher is skilled in a broad spectrum of orthopedic care, including joint replacements, sports medicine, hand and ankle surgeries, and fracture repairs. His expertise, combined with state-of-the-art equipment and facilities, brings a new era of orthopedic care to Cass County Health System. And thanks to our skilled rehab team, you can also do all of your rehab right here at home. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Fisher, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
In the latest local sports, high school volleyball play last night, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Booyer Valley 3-1. Essex beat Lennox 2-1. It was Essex over South Page 2-0. Griswold beat AHSTW, rallying in the third game to win it 3-0. It was Lennox over South Page 2-0. Trainer beat IKM Manning 3-0. Underwood over Riverside 3-0. And Wahoo Bishop Newman a 3-0 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert last night. Also, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Association released their fifth volleyball rankings of the season. And in Class 1A, Janesville is the top-ranked school, followed by Central Lyon, Tripola, Holy Trinity Catholic, and Sydney checks in at number 5 this week. In Class 2A, Western Christian, the top-ranked team, followed by Unity Christian, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, West Branch, and Wapsie Valley rounding out the top 5. Tri-Center checks in at number 12, and Council Bluffs St. Albert is at 15 in this week's poll. Also in Class 3A, West Liberty, the top-ranked team. Kemper Catholic is ranked number 2. Nevada is 3rd, followed by Sioux Center and Mount Vernon, rounding out the top 5 in 3A. In Class 4A, the top-ranked team is West Delaware, followed by Marion. Harlan is ranked 3rd, and also Lewis Central in the 4th spot. Sioux City Bishop Helan is ranked 5th. Carroll checks in at number 10 this week in Class 4A. And in the 5A poll, it's Bettendorf, ranked number 1, followed by Dowling Catholic, Cedar Rapids Prairie, Cedar Falls, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Moving on to high school football, the AHSTW Vikings play host to the IKM Manning Wolves on the gridiron tonight at 7 o'clock in Avoca. Both teams come in with hopes of competing for the Class 1A District 1 crown, and a win in this game would go a long way to helping that cause. Both teams come into the game with just one loss on the season, and that was to the Audubon Wheelers for both teams. The Vikings fell in an opening week contest in Audubon 26-21, while the Wolves lost to the Wheelers at home in Week 2, 31-13. AHSTW head coach Davis Pattee feels like his team has improved since that Week 1 game, and values the tough competition that game brought.
We've improved in a lot of different ways since then, and have been playing better football as a result. So, it was good to get good competition right away in Week 1 and kind of see where we were at. But, again, you know, we're just happy with the way things have been going here and the kids seeing the bigger picture and getting better each week.
The Vikings had 8 different players score a touchdown in their Week 4 win over OABCIG, and Coach Pattee hopes they can continue to use that balance against the toughness of IKM Manning.
Yeah, we hope so, and that's a point of emphasis for us, is to try to, yeah, definitely spread the field, but also just spread the touches, too, you know, amongst our different skill players that we've got. You know, last week we were kind of shocked, but also just happy with the result. We had 8 different players score a touchdown, and I don't know that it's ever happened here, but it seems pretty uncommon. But it was a really nice team stat for us, and not something we were ever trying to go in doing, but just a nice result of us being able to be a little more balanced and work the ball around to different players in different parts of the field.
IKM Manning head coach Tom Casey said it's a challenge to simulate the Vikings offense during practice as they run a unique single wing system, but he's teaching his team to play assignment defense.
We really pound on people, everybody do their job, and don't overthink things. You know, we want to play downhill of the football and make quick decisions and really, again, play fast to the football. So You know, that's kind of what we teach. We try to get kids to watch a lot of tape to pick up on keys that they need to know.
Casey has been pleased with the play of both his experienced players, like quarterback Kyle Wagner, and also players stepping into new roles.
Kyle's, I think, shown some improvement also. We've tried to improve our passing game a little bit. Jared Volstead has come up with a couple of good games for us from his wide receiver spot. Has some good athletic ability, so we've been trying to, use that to our advantage. And Kyle and Jared have a good, have a good connection there when it comes to the receiving game.
We'll bring you coverage of that matchup here on KJN tonight. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. You can join myself and Seth Christensen for the broadcast here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. Online at KJN.com. You can listen on the KJAN mobile app, or you can watch the game on the TV page at KJN.com as well. Our football night starts with our high school pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, at 6 o'clock. The Atlantic Trojans return home to the Trojan Bowl tonight to host the Harlan Cyclones in a Class 3A District 8 matchup. Atlantic will try to improve on a Week 4 loss at ADM that was competitive early but snowballed into a 55-14 loss. The injury bug has not been kind to Atlantic, and head coach Eric Waldstein says young players are working hard to fill voids in the lineup. Atlantic has already lost two players to season-ending injuries, and two other starters are questionable for the game this week. But coach Waldstein says morale has stayed good on the team. Harlan comes in after a tough loss to Dallas Center Grimes, in which a late punt return touchdown was the deciding factor. You can listen to a lengthy interview with Coach Waldstein at 4:45 this afternoon on Trojan Preview here on KJN. Kickoff at the Trojan Bowl is set for 7 o'clock. On the schedule tonight in Class 3A District 8 as well is Glenwood at Creston, ADM at Winterset, and Boone at Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 2A District 8, Shannon is at Clarinda, Kemper Catholic at Red Oak, it's Esack County at Pocahontas area, West Central Valley at Southeast Valley. Class 1A District 1, IKM Manning at AHSTW, Otelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove is at Ridgeview, West Monona at Missouri Valley, Trainer at Underwood. In Class A District 1, Riverside's at Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center at St. Albert, Maple Valley at Audubon, Griswold at Westwood. In Class A District 8, it's Martindale St. Mary's at Clarinda Academy, Bedford's at Pleasantville, Nottoway Valley at Mount Air, Southeast Warren at Earlham. In 8-man District 1, Exira EHK is at West Harrison, Kingsley Pearson at Bouyer Valley, River Valley at Newell Fonda, and Arweva at Woodbine. 8-man District 7 play, it's Murray at Adair Casey, Northeast Hamilton at Coon Rapids Baird, Guthrie Center at Glidden Ralston, East Union at Ankeny Christian. And in 8-man District 8, Fremont Mills and East Mills meet up tonight in Malvern in a battle of unbeatens. Cam is at Sydney, Lennox is at Nishnabotna, and Essex is at Stanton. I'll have more sports after this time out.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System, neighbors caring for neighbors.
In a game you heard here on KJN last night, Johnny Peralta and Steven Piscotty hit back-to-back homers and combined for 7 RBIs to power St. Louis to a 7-3 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. St. Louis has a 4-game lead over Pittsburgh now in the NL Central. The Kansas City Royals clinched the AL Central for their first division title in 30 years, beating the Seattle Mariners 10-4 Thursday night. Johnny Cueto picked up his first victory in nearly 6 weeks, and the win coupled with the Minnesota Twins' 6-3 loss in Cleveland ensured a title. The Royals have dominated the division, leading this season by as many as 14 games. Other scores from Major League Baseball and interleague action, Baltimore over Washington 5-4. In the American League, it was Texas over Oakland 8-1. The Yankees beat the White Sox 3-2. Tampa over Boston 4-2. In the National League, the Dodgers beat Arizona 6-3. Pittsburgh over Colorado 5-4. Mets over Cincinnati 6-4. Miami shut out Philadelphia 1-0. And San Diego over San Francisco 5-4. The New York Giants opened the NFL season with two straight losses before Eli Manning threw for 279 yards and a pair of long fourth quarter touchdowns in a 32-31 victory against Washington. Manning connected with Reuben Randall for a 41-yard touchdown with 3:21 remaining after hitting Odell Beckham Jr. for a 30-yard score early in the fourth. The Giants defense kept Washington out of the end zone until Kirk Cousins hit Chris Thompson for a 4-yard TD with 3:40 left to play. Henrik Stenson opened with a 7-under-63 to take the lead in the first round of the PGA's season-ending tour championship at Eastlake in Atlanta. Stenson was unstoppable for 12 holes until he settled for a 7-under-63 for a two-shot lead over Paul Casey. Stenson is number four in the FedEx Cup standings, and a win would get him to claim the $10 million bonus. And Michael Waltrip Racing has filed an appeal to the championship on the championship crippling penalties levied against Clint Bowyer's team for using improperly installed parts in his Toyota last weekend. Crew chief Billy Scott's three-race suspension has been deferred, and the appeal will be heard on Wednesday. Bowyer was docked 25 points, dropping him to last in the 16-driver chase for the Sprint Cup championship field. That's a look at the latest sports this morning, brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.